It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We welcome you back to Dodge City, Kansas for day number 4 here for the state tournament. It's Jake Spaulding alongside my partner, Chris Boswell, and we've got the treat of having a third place and a championship game here for 1A Division 1 girls here on Championship Saturday. With studio producer Ray Penning, Jake and Boz courtside, and Boz, this is exactly what every team dreams of, making it to Championship Saturday. The only difference, both of these teams are about to broadcast right now, would much rather be playing at 4 o'clock, but they still have an opportunity to end the year with a win and get a plaque to take home.
Yeah, this was a really hard day of basketball when you know you're playing in the early game and you're not playing for a state title. It just feels different. So I really hope, and I think it'll happen. I think Troy, they're excited to be here. Only the second state tournament appearance for them in history, and they're playing for third place.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. They've got a lot to play for today. Third place gets to take home a trophy.
They don't have a trophy in the trophy case. I spoke with head coach Derek Jasper about that before the game. He said that should be, honestly, enough for us to come out and play hard, right? We want to be, he said, this team is already a great team. He wants this team to become legendary. And that's what we'll do, because already this season, this Troy Trojan team, most wins in school history for the girls' side. The only win in a state tournament, the only one with this team in school history. They're breaking records, shattering records left and right. The only other thing left to do, and again, in Coach Jasper's words, put the cherry on top by getting a third-place plaque to put in the trophy case.
Yeah, and these girls are very competitive. I think anytime you lace up the shoes and you get out on the court, competitive juices start going, and it's not like they don't care. You know, they're going to be competitive. They want to come out and win. And this is a fantastic matchup for Troy against Quinter. Quinter has a big post, which is something that Troy obviously doesn't have. But I think if this matchup plays well in the favor of Troy, because they like to play fast, they like to pressure full court press, I think the zone will help them out against Quinter's size. But a real, really good matchup, great opportunity for Troy.
22-2 Troy Trojans. They're the 3 seed in this tournament, taking on the 21-4 Quinter Bulldogs, who came in as the 5 seed. They upset South Gray in the quarterfinal round before getting beat last night by Little River. Troy, they just defeated St. John Hudson in the first game for then 33-25 before falling yesterday to Centralia in the semifinal round by a count of 58-40. So a couple of styles that I think kind of match up a little bit. Both teams want to get out and pressure. They want to get out and run. We thought we might see that with Centralia Troy yesterday. That game kind of got slowed down. Today, I think we're going to see both teams want to get up and down the court.
Yeah, and I think for Troy, it's going to be a matter. I think I say this every time Troy plays, and the reason I say it is they just don't have a dominant post player. They have to play a fast-paced game. If they win the battle of tempo and pace, I think that favors Troy tremendously. They want to make this a full-court game. They don't want to have to set up in the half court and try to defend Quinter with their size.
We'll break down both of these teams to get you ready for the tip-off. It's coming up here in just a little bit, but it's our pregame show presented by Rainbow Communications. Make sure that you check out rainbowtel.net for everything that Rainbow has to offer for you, as they got new fiber builds being built around the area here in Northeast Kansas. We've talked to head coach Derek Jasper. You'll hear from him here in just a few moments here on FM 103.9. It's the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts. In Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy. Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
AJ Spaulding with you as we've got coverage continuing here on the Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network presented by Giant Mobile. Talking with head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. And coach, get ready for a third place matchup against a Quinter team that is a pretty good team. We'll talk about them in just a moment, but just tell me about the fact that the opportunity is still in front of your team today to bring home a plaque for the first time in program history.
Yeah, a weird game. I've never played in this game, and obviously the girls haven't either, so who knows how we'll show up. I don't really know what their mindset is. I can't really get a read on it. But our seniors get a chance to walk off the floor a winner. Only two teams in the state walk off the floor winning their last game. So in that case, I love this third place game. It gives us another chance to play together, to be together, an opportunity to get to take home some hardware. So I hope we come out and play like we have a lot of energy.
Let's look back briefly here on the season as a whole. I mean, you guys break school record for multiple things, wins in a season, win in a state tournament. What would it mean for you and your program to get third place and get a win today?
Yeah, just add on to it, kind of be the cherry on top. You know, we all thought just getting here and maybe winning one would make our season great. This might kind of make us legendary. I mean, we've already had the best girls' season in Troy history, but just to bring home third and get two wins down here would really be a statement for these girls and something they would really remember. And I think it's already going to be a memorable trip and a memorable season for them. Let's just get that cherry on top.
All right, get that cherry on top. I'm going to let you get back at it because Quinter's a good team. I know you got some final preparations to get ready to roll here for this game. What are you expecting when you guys hit the floor today?
We're going to have to play very well. I mean, we played pretty well for three quarters yesterday against Centralia. We're going to need that, but we're going to need to go four quarters. Quinter's solid. They got great guard play. One of them's a freshman. And got some size inside. So we're going to have to play like an A-plus game to be able to come out on top.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll hope to talk to you afterwards and maybe a couple kids as well because we'll be celebrating a third-place finish. But good luck today.
That'd be awesome. Thanks for being here.
All right. Head Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. After this timeout, we've got starting lineups and tip-off coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy, call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox, with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle-up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, Gun and Security Safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here, United Wireless Arena. It's Jake and Boz here courtside. One final day here. It's day number four for us here in Dodge City, as there was three local teams out here, two playing today. The Troy Trojan Lady Trojans will be here in just a few moments. They're in the locker room right now getting final preparations in this third-place game here in the 1A Division I Girls State Tournament. Studio producer, that is Ray Penning back at the studio. And, Boz, it's been a great week of state basketball out here in the United Wireless Arena, as it is every single season. We talked about it in the pregame just a little bit ago, and we heard from Coach Jasper just a few moments ago talking about how important this game is, not only for just the way that this team has played this year, but for the program and history for this Troy Trojan team. Never have they won a state tournament game until this year. Never have they ever had a plaque in their trophy case either, and so this is an opportunity to do that here today.
Yeah, it just means a lot getting to this point. And you mentioned kind of they want to leave a legacy, a mark. I mean, this has been a fantastic run for Troy, and people are going to remember that. But the cherry on top, that's bringing home some hardware. You get a trophy in the case that says you finished third at state. You know, people are going to, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, they might talk about this run, but people go in that gym every day. We've been to a couple games there this year, and you see that trophy, and then you're like, oh, man, that was such a good season.
This is a program, a school district that's got a state football title and a state boys basketball title, but that's it for championships. They're trying to bring in a plaque for third place here today as they take on the Quinter Bulldogs, who are 21-4. Quinter got a big win in their opening round against South Gray. Then they lost to Little River yesterday by 16 coming into this contest. We're familiar with this Quinter team because they took on a local team of ours, the Donovan West Mustangs, just a couple of years ago, and then they also beat the Frankfort Wildcats that same tournament. And so this team, we've seen them a couple times, and underneath head coach Matt Havlis, this is a team that's traditionally in the state tournament as well.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team. As you just mentioned, they're here almost every year at the state tournament. And the thing that when I watch Quinter play, they have, you hear me say it a lot, they have all the pieces. That's why they're here. They have a good dominant post at 5'10", Cameron Guest. She's only a sophomore, but a big body that's physical in the post. They've got also good guards. They've got two or three guards that can handle the ball, and they can shoot really well. So it's a good matchup, but I think with what Troy typically does in their 1-2-2 or 3-2 zone with when you have Harper Wettstein up top, I think it's going to be a little more difficult maybe for Quinter to get in a rhythm offensively when they're facing the pressure from Troy in the full court and then back into that zone defense.
And we'll see in this game as well. We saw it yesterday in the Centralia game for the Troy Trojans, the depth of the Trojan team only going 6 deep. That kind of hurt them down the stretch because Centralia was able to go 8-9 deep. This Quinter team likes to go 7-8 deep themselves. And so stamina getting into that fourth quarter, you know, Coach Jasper said it in our pregame interview with him, was that, man, we played really good through three quarters. That fourth quarter, they just kind of got a little bit gassed. How do they make sure that doesn't happen again today against this Quinter team that can go deep as well?
Well, it's really hard, and that's kind of been not the Achilles heel because Troy's had a really good season, but in the back of your mind, you always are thinking, God, we've only got 6 girls, and if somebody gets in foul trouble, we're in big trouble. And that's really what happened yesterday. The game against Centralia was a fantastic game all the way to the end of the third quarter, and then right at the start of the fourth quarter, Allie Franken fouled out. And you could tell the difference in what that did to the team. The girls just ran out of gas.
Yeah.
I mean, you play 6 minutes without a sub at a high level of basketball, and that's really when Centralia was able to pull away. But it was a 4-point game at the end of the third quarter. Troy played fabulous, but it really hurt them that just not having that depth on the bench.
So, again, today it'll be the Troy Trojans against the Quinter Bulldogs, and Troy will be in their road blue uniforms. Even though they're the higher seed, it's because they're on the bottom half of the bracket, Quinter at the top of the bracket. So, Troy in their road blue on blue with the white numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Quinter will be in their home whites with the red numeral and lettering trimmed in black themselves. Let's go over our starting lineups here today, presented by Sabatha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabatha. You need to have a great starting lineup, just like you got to have a great opportunity to get great parts for your vehicle to keep your vehicles running smoothly. That's at Sabatha Auto Parts in Sabatha. Starting with the road team again, that would be the Troy Trojans. Starting out will be Harper Wettstein, a 5'8" junior, averaging 27 points per game. Boss, she's got 22 points per contest in this state tournament. And we're actually going to step aside for our final pregame timeout for the national anthem. When we come back, starters and tip-off. Here from the United Wireless Arena, it's the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. 1A Division I girls, third place matchups coming up next here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA, Hiawatha.
For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options, subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit piercecool.com or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONunderground.com.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
When you need a tow, Davies Wrecker Service of Troy is ready and on call, serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Wrecker Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them. The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Kyle Edwards for Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at United Wireless Arena, Jacob Oz with you. Ray Penning back in studio. It's Troy and Quinter, third place girls, 1A Division One championship game here in third place here for this one. A great week culminating to this moment here. Starting lineups here tonight presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. For Troy, it'll be Harper Wettstein, a 5'8" junior guard, 27 points per game, averaging 22 points throughout this state tournament. Gracie Grable, a 5'7" senior, averaging 8 points a game, had 7 yesterday in the game against Centralia. Allie Franken, 5'7" senior forward, 7 points, 8 boards a game. Bosch is averaging nearly 11 rebounds in this state tournament. Allison Grable, a 5'6" junior, 6 points, 5 boards a game. And then Emerson Weber, a 5'7" senior, averaging 3 points, 6 rebounds per game. For the Quinter Bulldogs in their home whites with the red numerals and lettering trimmed in black, it'll be 5'7" senior Serenity Smith, 4 points, 4 rebounds per game. Maya Briggs, a 5'5" junior for Quinter, will be at guard. Also at guard will be 5'7" junior Bryn Gillespie. And then a freshman, a 5'6" guard, Braylon Blackwell. And then down low will be 5'8" junior Shaylee Ballman for the Bulldogs. Again, for the Trojans, Wettstein, Grable, Franken, Grable, Weber, for Quinter, Smith, joined with Briggs, Gillespie, Blackwell, and Ballman. Quinter will begin left to right, across your radio dial. Troy, right to left. Boz, we're about for opening tip-off presented by Bob Schwartz Financial.
And we talked about whether this game means anything, but you can feel the atmosphere change a little bit. It's time to tip it up. These girls are ready to go.
It'll be Franken in the center circle, wins the opening tip, collected by Gracie Grable. Off to Harper Wettstein, we're underway. Right to left across your dial, high post flash from Franken, screen from Gracie, now left wing, it's Wettstein. Driving baseline, top of the key, Weber. Emerson thinks about a three, now with a right-handed dribble, with reset. Wettstein in the lane, right lane line, step through, scoop shot off the window is good. Harper Wettstein gets the scoring started. It's 2-0 Troy, 30 seconds in.
Yeah, full court pressure from Troy. They're going to want to speed Quinter up and try to force them into some turnovers.
Gillespie across the timeline, up the court to the left wing. Three on the way by Gillespie is no good. Spins out of there, rebound Allie Franken for the Trojans. Wettstein, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Drives right lane line, kicks it out. Weber, now left wing, Grable. Gracie into the lane. Top of the key, Weber. Now left wing, Franken. Back to Emerson. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs at the beginning of this contest.
Quinter, really, they're just playing straight man. They're not face guarding Wettstein.
Harper banks it in from the left lane line. Nobody comes out to help as her defender Gillespie was lost in traffic. She's got 4, and that's the Troy lead, 4-0, 6:50 to go, quarter one. Now straightaway 3 on the way by Blackwell is short. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable. 0-for-2 so far in the game by Quinter, both threes.
And I like what Troy is doing. They're speeding this game up, and they're allowing Quinter to shoot long threes. Quinter is not attacking the rim. They're settling for three-pointers right now.
Gracie Grable, right-handed dribble to the right wing. Posting up his left side, but they can't find her. Now she gets it into the corner. Harper with a left-handed dribble on the right wing. Looking to reset offense here. 6:20 to go in the first frame. 4-0 Troy here early on. Nearing a 5-second count. Wettstein able to get past it. Stop the clock. And then her pass nearly taken away, but Allison Grable collects it. Back to Harper in the middle of the lane, and a foul will be called here on Quinter. Will reset here for Troy.
Fortunate break for Troy. Harper kind of got stuck with the dribble there. Didn't have anywhere to go. Almost turned it over, but great hustle by Allison Grable to keep that possession.
Wettstein to trigger it in underneath the Troy basket, leading 4-0. Nice entry pass, Franken. Layup missed on the backside, and a jump ball possession will go to Quinter. Great entry pass from Westheim to Franken, but she can't get the bunny to drop.
That's one Allie Franken would love to have back. Wide open layup, just too open. She was expecting some contact, but it never came.
Full court pressure, as Foz mentioned, being applied here. A diamond press that Troy runs so well. Crossing the timeline are the Bulldogs. Deflection, but picked up here by Serenity Smith. Left corner it goes. This is Briggs. Drives in the lane. Throws up a wild shot. Miss. Rebound poked around. Weber has it for the Trojans. Gets it off to Franken. Allie will bring it across the timeline here. Looking for Westheim. Gets it to her on the right wing. Harper. Right-handed dribble. Back things out to Weber. Top of the key. Now Gracie Grable. Head fakes on the three. Baseline drive. Shot miss. And she's blocked. It'll be out of bounds to Troy.
Well, good hard take that time by Gracie Grable. Left-hand drive from the left wing. I thought there was quite a bit of contact, but as we've seen throughout this state tournament, the officials, they let him play.
Ballman goes out as Camry Getz comes in. She's a 5'11 sophomore who played really well in this tournament so far. Left wing, Westheim, getting her feet set, maybe thinking about a three. Now a drive in, kick out to Weber. Now Franken on the left wing, looking to drive baseline, cut off there defensively by Briggs. Weber now has it on the left wing, standing alone. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball here with 5:11 to go. Trojans leading 4-0.
I like what Troy's doing right now, their composure offensively. Quinter's really trying to get after him with man-to-man pressure, but Troy's doing a nice job just running their offense.
Westheim gets it into Weber, right back to Harper on the block. Outside Grable, left elbow shot, no. Rebound, tipped around, 5-4, and coming away with it. Maybe a jump ball, no. Ripped away there by Gillespie. And she throws it almost out of bounds, but collected by Briggs, still in the backcourt. Here's Mia across the timeline, left wing now to Braylon Blackwell. Troy in their traditional zone defense here, kicked into the corner, three on the way by Briggs, is good.
And that's what's going to cause Troy a little bit of trouble in that zone, is the drive, penetration, and kick out to open shooters.
Full court pressure here, and a turnover on the Trojans. Taking an extra step there, Gracie Grable taking a step before the ball hits the deck, and it's 4-3 Trojans with a 1-point lead. Quinter with the basketball in the front court to trick her in on the near sideline.
After that made basket by Quinter, they went into their full court 1-2-2 pressure as well.
Gillespie on the right wing, skips it left wing now. It's Smith. It fakes on a three, skips it back near side to Gillespie. Entry pass down low, tipped away. Good hustle there by Allison Grable. Oh, it's not deflected by Troy. It'll be just an errant pass. Turnover number one on Quinter.
Hey, Gracie Grable, she tried to steal it. She completely whiffed, missed it, and it surprised the Quinter player. Just went sailed straight out of bounds.
Full court pressure, as Boz mentioned here, by the Bulldogs. Broken with ease here by Westheim into the front court. Allison Grable out to Gracie on the left wing. Gracie, it nearly has her pocket pick. Gets the ball back. Needs some help. Finds Franken on the left wing. Allie dribbles with the right hand to the right elbow. Now outside to Allison Grable. Two dribbles. Now to Weber on the right wing. Slow, methodical pace here. Troy really working through their offense against this man-to-man. Now Westheim looking to drive. Right lane line. A blocking foul will be called here first. Believe it'll be on Braylon Blackwell, and it will. It'll be her first, team second here in quarter number one. 3:54 to go in the frame. It's 4-3 Troy. Westheim to trigger it in. Entry pass to Franken. Allie on the left block. Kicks it out. Allison Grable on the left elbow. Resets here with Weber. Emerson, she'll fire from 10. No. Great rebound backside by Allison Grable. Her shot blocked. Gets it back, though. Now Emerson Weber. Right elbow. Left wing. Three on the way by Gracie Grable. It's too strong. Rebound backside. Out of bounds. It'll go to Troy with 3:33 to go in the opening quarter. Great look there by Gracie.
Good possession from Troy. They're getting some offensive boards, keeping those extra possessions.
Into the front court. Here's the Bulldogs driving baseline. Gillespie dumps it down low. Gets her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Allie Franken. What a big-time rebound that Allie Franken is. As mentioned, that she's averaging double-digit rebounds per game in this tournament.
She's so good at just active on the glass. At 5'7". She's out rebounding a 5'10 post from Quinter right now, and it's all about hustle and energy and just tenacity on the glass.
Right wing, it's Gracie Grable looking, gets into the corner. That's right corner, Allison Grable. Now Harper Westheim gets a screen from Gracie. Back out to Allison now. On the right wing, caught. Top of the key, Gracie. She'll reset offense here. Dribble handoff with Westheim. Harper into the lane. Nice find. A foul will be called prior to, though. This will be the 13th foul on Quinter. 2:45 to go in the opening frame.
Wetstein's able to get downhill. I think Quinter, they're worried about her draining threes, which she did yesterday early in the game against Centralia. So they're closing out hard, which is allowing Harper Wetstein to get downhill.
Second foul on Serenity Smith, who's been guarding Wetstein throughout this game. Here's Franken. Now top of the key, Weber, Emerson. Two dribbles with the right hand, picks it up now, needs some help. And a jump ball. Possession will stay with Troy. Coach Jasper coming out on the court a little bit, directing traffic here. Troy got the first 4 points in this game by Harper Wetstein. Has gone cold since, hasn't scored a basket in over 4.5 minutes of game time. Into the game for the first time will be Annabelle Valelis. Wetstein to trigger it in, gets it into Gracie, top of the key. Screen set by Weber, and an offensive foul will be called as Emerson Weber gets called for the moving screen. The near side official knew it was coming, and he was focused on it. Good call by the official. Weber not able to stay still, trying to set that screen.
Yeah, it's tough. She's trying to get down there and set a screen for Wetstein, who's really coming quick on that screen. She just didn't get her feet set.
Turnover here on Quinter, their second of the game. Wetstein, straight away, three on the way, off the back rim, no. Fight for the rebound, and Quinter comes away with it. It's Gillespie. Nearly has her pocket picked there by Wetstein, able to dribble into the front court, nearly a double dribble, but has it on the right wing, skips it to the left wing. Serenity Smith, a three on the way, no. Rebound, Allie Franken for the Troy Trojans, out rebounding again, as Boz mentioned, a 5'11 sophomore.
You know, Coach Jasper challenged his team to rebound, have to rebound because of their lack of size, and Allie Franken has absolutely responded to that.
Gracie Grable misses a three, but Franken going for the rebound, and she's fouled. This will be a foul on Annabelle Valelis. That'll be her first, team's fourth in the quarter with 1:50 to go in the frame. Still 4-3 Troy with the basketball. Wetstein, right corner three on the way. Off the back heel, no. Rebound, fought for, and coming away with it, Valelis for Quinter. Out of the pass to Smith, quickly up the floor. Here come the Bulldogs. Right wing three on the way by Gillespie is good.
Yeah, Bryn Gillespie is one that you can't leave open. She is a really good shooter from beyond the arc.
6-4 now. Quinter with the lead. Here's Wetstein into the front court. Pops from six. That one's short. Rebound, fought for, and Quinter comes away with it. Empty possession there for the Trojans. 1:15 to go in the frame. It's 6-4. Bulldogs with the lead. Top of the key, Gillespie on the right wing. Now kicks in the corner to Smith. Back to Gillespie. High post flash for Valelis, and she traveled with it. Third turnover here on Quinter. 1:04 to go in the frame. Nicole Judd will check in for Emerson Weber. Her first action of the night as Briggs comes back in for Camry Getz for Quinter. So 1:04 to go. It's Wetstein and Weber with Gracie Grable, Allison Grable, and Nicole Judd. Here's a turnover on Troy. Full court pressure being applied, and they turn it over, their second of the game. And quickly, Blackwell is fouled, will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Foul on Allison, or check that, Allie Franken for Troy. First free throw on the way and is no good. Into the game for the first time, Kendall Johnson for Quinter. She'll replace Smith, who's got two personal fouls.
You're seeing this rotation from Quinter. They've already gone eight deep. About every minute or so, you see a sub coming in.
Second free throw here from Blackwell is good. Three-point lead for the Bulldogs, their largest of the game. Under a minute to go, first quarter. 7-4, Quinter. Wetstein in the backcourt. Trap on her. Needs some help. Step through and a foul. No, timeout will be called here by Troy. First timeout of the ball game. 51 seconds to go here in this first quarter. 7-4, Quinter. Back in 30 seconds to Dodge City here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
out of the timeout. Troy quickly up the floor. Shot rejected. Allison Grable had a run out, but a blocked shot there for Bryn Gillespie for Quinter. Jacob Boz with you. Ray Penning back in studio. 7-4, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Quinter with the lead and the basketball. Up the court, it's Gillespie to the right wing. Johnson back to Gillespie. Has it poked free from Wettstein. Now top of the key, it's Briggs. Left wing it goes to Blackwell. Skip pass near side, Gillespie. Feet set, three on the way. No. Rebound backside, tapped around, and Allison Grable comes away with it for the Trojans. 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Two Quinter Bulldogs hit the deck. It was just friendly fire. Franken in the middle of the lane. Her shot missed, and she'll go to the line for two. Two Quinter Bulldogs tripped on each other, hit the deck, and that opened up the lane for Franken.
I'm kind of giggling here a little bit because it wasn't anything intentional. They were both just trying to cross in the middle of the lane, got their feet tangled up, and both of them just went to the deck.
Franken's first toss is true. Back into the game, Shaylee Ballman. She replaces the Laylas for Quinter. One more free throw coming here for Franken. She eyes it, tries it, and she buys it. She's got two in the game. It's 7-6 now. Trojans down by one. Full court pressure here. And Franken nearly picking up her second foul. Up in the front court now. Quinter with the basketball into the corner. Johnson, she'll fire a right wing three. No. Good rebound by Franken on the backside. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Allie needs help. And we'll end the first quarter here with a 7-6 lead for the Quinter Bulldogs. It was a 4-0 start for Troy, but then a couple threes in that first quarter by Gillespie and Briggs. It's a 7-6 lead for the Quinter Bulldogs. We're back after this 1 minute timeout. The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on FM 103.9 KMTA.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the quarter timeout, Troy defensively able to get a stop, and then a turnover here by the Trojans. Quinter with the basketball. Johnson on the right wing. Third turnover on Troy in this ball game. You set your lineups here momentarily as Wettstein pokes it free. Fourth turnover on Quinter. Harper, right lane line. Layup, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. It's Wettstein, Weber, Nicole Judd, Allie Frank, and Gracie Grable for the Trojans. Johnson, Ballman, as well as Gillespie on the floor with Briggs for Quinter. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Harper misses the first free throw. One more coming up here. And, Boz, you mentioned it a minute ago about fatigue maybe settling in here. Both these teams look pretty gassed here early on.
They do. And, I mean, you're watching them right now on this free throw. Emerson Weber, Allie Franken got their hands on their knees. Harper Wettstein just doesn't have the bounce that she normally has. And I just think that's fatigue. This is the third game in 4 days.
Tied at seven as Harper makes the second. Gillespie, skip pass goes to Smith, guarded by Judd, down low to Getz. Great defense by Allie Franken, forced with a turnover. That's number five on Quinter.
You can't say enough good things about Allie Franken. She just does all the little things well.
Gracie Grable, left wing three. That's no good. Rebound by Getz underneath the basket. Now it's off to Gillespie. Bryn across the timeline, cut off by Wettstein, spins in the lane, elevates, shot missed, but she's fouled by Emerson Weber. Weber picks up her second. It's going to send Gillespie to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, tough break. Emerson Weber, she really
those are the ones where, as a coach, I'm like, just make her shoot over the top of you. Emerson got really close and forced the official to make that call. Gillespie's first free throw is good. Four in the game to lead Quinter. 8-7 the lead now for the Bulldogs. Make it, nope, misses in the second, so it stays 8-7. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable for the Trojans. Gracie across the timeline with a right-handed dribble. Now left wing it goes. Judd, top of the keys, Harper. Wetstein looking to blow by Smith. She's got Smith on her, Bosch, and Smith got two fouls.
Yeah. I'd like to see Harper attack her off the dribble, see if she can get that third foul.
Here she goes. Baseline drive to the rack, shot missed. Rebound by Getz. That time Harper just a good defense there by Getz. And then Westside will pick up a personal foul here on the reach. Her first personal foul, team's third here in the quarter. To check that, just the second team foul in the quarter. We got a timeout by Coach Havlis of Quinter. It's 8-7 Dogs leading the Trojans. 6:27 to go in the second quarter. We're back in half a minute here on 103.9 KNZA.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
6:27 to go in the opening half until we got the Highland Community College halftime show coming up in just a little bit. Ray Penny back in the studio. Jacob Oz with you. The Trojans from Troy trailing the Bulldogs from Quinter here 8-7 out of the Quinter timeout. And Oz, it's, again, a hot start for Troy. 4-0 lead, but then the game really has slowed down since then.
Yeah, it really has. And here's why I say there's fatigue there. Usually at the start of the game, you've got a lot of energy, a lot of endorphins going. You're excited. You're ready to go. After that first about 4 minutes, you can see that go away, and now they're just worn out.
Sixth turnover on Quinter, forced by the Trojans. Here's Weber in the front court. Left wing three on the way by Emerson off the back heel. No. Rebound fought for by Judd, and out of bounds to Quinter as she couldn't save it in. I like that shot from Emerson Weber. She's hit plenty of them this season.
And Troy's getting some good looks from beyond the arc. Problem is they're 0-6 right now here in this first half.
3-for-4 from the free throw line, and then 2 field goals from Harper Wettstein. She's the only Trojan to make a field goal in this game. Here's a Gillespie right wing three. That's good. Second of the game for Bryn Gillespie, and it's the largest lead for Quinter. It's 11-7.
For Troy, they're putting a lot of pressure out top of that 1-2-2 zone. Great pass from Wettstein.
Over to Nicole Judd, and just can't hit the bunny. That's a couple times in this game we've seen bunnies miss. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Quinter. Left wing. Dribbling into the right now is Briggs. Gillespie looking to go baseline. Elevates a little floater from 15 is good. And Brink Gillespie, as advertised, leading the way for the Bulldogs. They now lead by 6.
She just looks really comfortable shooting the ball right now, Brink Gillespie. No hesitation. She's just real confident.
Fist held in the air here by Harper Wettstein. Double screen coming for her here. She goes to the right. Flashing out defensively are the Bulldogs. Now cut off. Ball on the deck. Picked up by Weber. Now down low to Franken. Alley through contact. Misses the shot. Rebound ripped down here by Quinter. Here come the Bulldogs in transition. Up the floor. Blackwell dishes it off. Getz can't control it. Finds a way to pick it back up, though. Misses the shot. Second shot. No, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. And that's now 3 times we've seen Troy. Great look right underneath the basket, but can't get it to drop.
Yeah, 3 in a row where they're just not able to finish that. Just what have been really good plays. They just can't finish with the basket.
Foul on Emerson Weber, and that's going to be her 3rd. Gets his free throw, climbs over the front of the rim. Doubling up the Troy score now are the Bulldogs. They lead 14-7. Judd goes out. Weber stays in with 3. Allison Grable back in for the Trojans. Second free throw from Getz is true. She's got 2, and the lead for Quinter has grown to 8. 15-7. Wettstein into the front court here. Harper, nice dish on the right.
from 15. It's Allison Grable. Baseline jumper is good. It's stopped the drought from the Trojans. Now Smith, a left wing three. No, rebound tapped out to Weber. She collects it. Able to get it off to Harper. No number is here. She slows things down across the timeline. Harper crosses over her defender. Backs things out now with 4:23 to go in the half. 15-9, Quinter with the lead. Harper with the right-handed dribble. Extending here on the offensive set. Gets it out to Franken. Allie now. Emerson Weber to Wettstein. Here comes Franken on the block. Nice entry pass. Her shot missed, but she's fouled. And will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Well, that was a good set from Troy. They slowed things down. They got their offense set up and really drew that play up for Allie Franken coming from the backside on a block-to-block screen.
Franken, 2-for-2 tonight. 2 points in the game. First one is good. Little spurt here for the Trojans offensively. Another free throw coming here for Allie is good as well. She's 4-for-4 from the line. Troy not full court pressure now. Bosner backing things off. Down by 4 only now. 4:03 to go. Here's Gillespie. One dribble now in the right corner. It goes Smith. Double teamed in the corner. Needs some help. Step through. Oh, a foul will be called here. And if that's on Franken, that's number 3. Check that too. And it'll be on Gracie Grable. That's just her first. But they had a good trap there and sealed her through, but Smith able to step through and draw the contact.
That's smart by the Quinter player, able to split through that trap. But here's what's a little frustrating for Troy. Quinter is doing the same thing. They're trapping our guards, and there's a lot of contact, a lot of bodies pushing people around, and Quinter hasn't been whistled for that yet.
Gillespie, a right wing three, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, going to Troy. So a good defensive possession there by the Trojans. And that was also the fourth team foul for Troy. So any whistle against the Trojans, the final 3:45 of this first half will be free throws for Quinter. Here's Gracie Grable into the front court, picks up her dribble, and a foul will be called here by Gillespie. That'll be her first, team's third for the Bulldogs. Exactly what you just talked about.
I was going to say, I backpedal a little bit now after they called that on Troy. Then the same situation occurred here. Quinter got calls for that foul. So that's all you ever want, just consistent on both ends.
Franken triggered in, gets it into Wettstein right in front of us on the near sideline. 3:35 to go in the half. It's 15-11, Quinter with a four-point lead. Weber on the right wing for Troy. Nice give and go down low to Gracie Grable. Going towards Getz, hits the deck, and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Troy. Their fourth of the game. Grable turned around and saw tall 5'11 Camry Getz standing there and unable to get around her.
That was a good play again. What Troy's doing right now, they're going to a few more special sets trying to get specific shots, and that was a good curl cut by Gracie Grable. But when she got to the block, there was a big body there waiting for her.
Gracie comes out. Back in is Nicole Judd. Shot off the window. No, and a foul here on Getz. Going for the rebound. It might be her second, and it is. So back in will be Annabelle Viales for Quinter. 3:13 to go. Full court pressure, broken with ease here. Nice outlet to Weber. Emerson, right lane, line, shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Gillespie. Here comes Brynn across the timeline. Left-handed dribble, right lane, line, layup, no. Rebound, Wettstein for the Trojans. Troy looking to push now themselves, and a wolf call was not called as Viales was able to poke it free. But Troy keeps the basketball right in front of us here on the near sideline, 2:55 to go in the first half. I
feel like Troy, you know, we talked about them just a little fatigued, but it looks like they've had a little more pep in their step here the second half of the second quarter.
Entry comes to Wettstein between the rings. Harper hasn't scored a field goal since she hit the second basket of the game early in the first. Has it now on the right wing. Looking for Franken down low, but unable to get it to her. Double screen comes, top of the key for Harper. Wettstein looking to drive, cut off on the baseline. Free throw line jumper from Allison Grable, no. Rebound ripped down by Quinter. That's Braylon Blackwell. She's caught off by Judd, and there was a blocking foul called right here on Nicole Judd. Right in front of us, Boz. Looks like maybe there was an extension of the forearm, but it's going to be the 15th foul on Troy.
I'm the first one to admit I am not a good official, but I would have called that a little push-off, little offensive foul.
Looks like it. And again, it happened right in front of us. We had a pretty good angle on it. Free throw is made here by Blackwell. She's 1-for-2 coming into this one, so she's now 2-for-3. Quinter's lead now is 5, 2:27 to go in the half. Second one, short. Rebound fought for. Franken has it for the Trojan. Gets it off to Weppstein. Up the court quickly to Judd. Left wing. Back to Harper. Thought about a D3, but thought differently. She's got Serenity Smith guarding her, trying to break her down here. Top of the key. Gets a screen. Nice screen there by Weber. And then down low it goes Franken. Allie head fakes on a shot. Into the corner now. Weppstein. She'll fire a left corner three. It's good. First three-pointer of the game for the Trojans and the big-time field goal. Brings the Trojans back within two. 1:55 to go. Gillespie trying to answer her shot. No. Rebound Judd for the Trojans. Now Franken looking to push. It's Weppstein coming in left lane line. Euro step around the defender. Shot missed, and that's the second personal on Brent Gillespie. Harper Weppstein, two free throws coming to try and tie this game up.
So Harper, she is really good in the open court. She had a little Euro step to her left hand, and I've seen her finish so many of those shots, but couldn't get that one to drop.
First one is good. And talked about the pep in the step in the latter part of the second quarter here, Boz. You're really seeing that. And you're seeing Quinter hands on their hips right now. Second toss is true. We're tied at 16. This was a 15-7 ball game a minute ago. It's a 9-1 run here for Troy. Gillespie, top of the key. Three on the way by Blackwell. No. Rebound. Staved in by Franken. What do we got?
Both players were touching the ball at the same time. Quinter girl was hustling after it. She was standing on the out-of-bounds line when she touched it, so it's just dead ball. But Troy retains possession.
90 seconds to go in the opening half. I just couldn't hear what the official said. Yeah. But, again, a 9-1 run here by the Trojans. Trying to take the lead for the first time since it was 4-3. Weber, top of the key, Franken. Right wing, Judd. Looking for the flash down low. Nobody's able to come. Top of the key now, Weppstein. Harper guarded by Smith. Cut off. Scoops it off the window. No, gets her own rebound, though. Finds Allison Grable. Put back is good. Big-time basket there by Allison Grable. Gives the Trojans a lead.
Yeah, good job by finishing from Grable, but even better job, Harper Weppstein. Missed the shot. Tracked down her own offensive rebound, and then made the little wraparound to the other block to Grable.
Shot off the window. No. For Quinter. Rebound. Velez. Earth put back. No. Fight for the rebound. It's on the deck, and Judd comes away with it for the Trojans. It's an extended 11-1 run here by the Troy Trojans, who lead by two. 40 seconds to go in the half. Weppstein, a deep left wing three, in and out. Rebound Grable for the Trojans. Off to Franken. Her shot off the window. That's no good. Rebound by Quinter.
Man, a couple really good opportunities from Troy right there. I thought Weppstein, that would have brought the roof off this place if that three would have gone down.
Left wing, Smith for the Bulldogs. 20 seconds to go in the half. Smith, she'll fire a long three. No, rebound backside. Judd once again for the Trojans with 10 seconds to go in the half. Harper up the floor. Franken, left lane line drive. Layup. No, rebound Vieles. And with 1 second to go, Quinter, a half-court heave. No good. We've reached the end of the first half. Troy closes out the first half, Oz, on an 11-1 run. They lead by two. We're here after this timeout with the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Close to home, far from debt, here on the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
If you're looking for convenience and cost savings, swing by and fuel up with diesel from Cornive Fuels on Coronado Road in Highland. Cornive Fuels offer 24/7 pumps with only premium diesel versus number two that you might find at other stations. Protect your trucks and equipment and enjoy competitive prices with easy access. Cornive Fuels is open 365 days a year whenever you need premium diesel fuel for on or off road. And Cornive Fuel cards with price discounts are available upon request. Call 785-592-0475. Pay at the pump diesel at Cornive Fuels, North Edge of Highland.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here, United Wireless Arena. Jacob Boz with you as we've got Ray Penny back in the studio. And a great matchup here in 1A Division I girls. Third place game. Quinter Bulldogs and the Troy Trojans, and a game that kind of, again, the ebbs and flow, the runs in the game of basketball are really impressive. And right now we're seeing the opportunity for the Troy Trojans to try and get a plaque in their trophy case for the first time in school history by getting a third place finish. That would happen if they would win this game. And they started off hot. And when I say they started off hot, they were up 4-0 by two Harper Wettstein field goals. Well, then Quinter hit a three, and Quinter then took the lead for the first time, 6-4. Quinter built that lead all the way up to a 15-7 lead in the midway point of the second quarter, but an 11-1 run to close out that frame for Troy gives them this two-point lead that we've got here at the halftime break. It's Troy 18, Quinter 16. First half statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, with member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, and then NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brodkoff. Boss, first half statistics. We know that one player for sure for the Troy Trojans is going to get hers, but there's been some balance coming from the Trojan team here in this first half.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job in this game. And, you know, you talk about balance. Harper Wettstein typically is your scorer. She's the one that's going to put a ton of points on the board, but Allie Franken's got four. That's somebody that typically doesn't score a whole lot. She's able to make. She had one underneath. She had a little 10-foot jumper. Those are shots that Allie Grable's going to have to just step up and knock down. And then Allie Franken, she's got four as well for Troy.
Yeah, 4-for-4 from the free throw line for Franken. That was huge in that first half because it was an opportune times for Troy to kind of chip away at the lead. And again, Franken just a 47% foul shooter, but goes 100% in that first half.
It's going to be interesting to see here in the second half because we mentioned fatigue and just three games, four days playing at a really high level. And I think that's really impacting shooting from both teams, quite honestly. But in the first half, Troy shot the ball 18% from the field, only 12% beyond the arc. And that is fatigue. That is just, you're just worn down. There's not a lot left in the tank and your legs aren't underneath you. So Troy not shooting the ball well. Thankfully for them, Quinter's doing the same thing. 18.2% from the field and then 23% beyond the arc. They've got three threes in that first half.
And that's really what got Quinter going in that first half was their first three possessions. They were 0-for-3 from behind the arc. And, you know, we were talking about it on the air about how, okay, well, that's okay for the Troy Trojans. They're not hitting the threes. Well, now they've hit three of those threes. And that's really, I mean, you look at that, 9 of their 16 is coming from behind the arc.
Yeah, they are 3-of-13 from beyond the arc. Quinter is. And really, I think that plays into the favor of Troy.
Yes.
You would think that Quinter would want to establish an inside game. They outsized Troy in the post, so I'm a little surprised that they're not trying to slow it down a little bit and attack the paint, but this is what happens. This is why you press teams. You speed them up, and you would think, well, Quinter breaks the press. Now all they have to do is slow down and execute offense, and that's easy in theory, but
teams that are on the court doing this. When you press, they break the court, or break the press, they feel like, man, I got to score real quick. And they're just firing threes right and left, 13 of them in the first half.
Big stat as well for me was the rebounding side, seeing 24 rebounds to just 18. Troy out-rebounding, even though they're outsized in this game.
Again, I think it goes back to when Quinter's firing 13 threes up, typically they're going to be long rebounds, and Troy's doing a really good job of chasing those down. I really feel like Troy's doing what they want. The game plan, they're executing more in the half-court set. They've run more special sets than we saw in the first two games trying to look for specific shots. And then they're rebounding. They've completely taken away the height advantage from Quinter. So if I'm Coach Jasper, you know, in the locker room, it's just they'll keep doing more of the same, but we got to find a way to knock down some shots.
You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2.5 minutes, second half action. Troy leading Quinter 18-16 after this on the 103.9 KNZA's coverage of state basketball.
Attention Sapetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sapetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy. Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here to start the second half action. Jacob Boss with you courtside. Ray Penning back at the studios as we've got Championship Saturday across the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's a great day for coverage. It's a great day for our local teams to be playing basketball for the third time in the state tournament. 12 teams came to state, and we have 5 playing for state state titles and 3 playing for third. One of those teams here, the Troy Trojans, as they lead Quinter 18-16. Boz, a second half adjustment, you kind of alluded to it, but Troy kind of doing what you've been doing the latter part of that second quarter, yeah?
Yeah, they just got to find a way to just be a little more efficient in the half court, make some shots. They missed a lot of easy bunnies underneath the basket. The threes will come if your feet are set. They're going to knock down some of those, but they just got to find a way to make some shots.
Troy with the basketball to begin the second half. Gracie Grable, Allison Grable, Emerson Weber, Allie Franken, and Harper Wettstein. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. When you need the best lineup for your vehicle, trust the Napa Auto Parts dealer in your area, Sabetha Auto Parts. Here's Wettstein. Left side now, Franken dribbles in the lane, kicks it out to Gracie Grable. Ball fake, nice entry pass to Wettstein, and that's the third personal foul on Serenity Smith. First team foul with 35 seconds gone by.
Yeah, good possession there, executing offense. And really what Troy's been trying to do a lot, they're running a lot of curl screens, trying to come from the wing, curl over the top down the center of the paint.
Ball deflected out of bounds. He'll stay with the Trojans here. Underneath their own basket, Wettstein to trigger it in. Back to Wettstein on the block. Nice find to Allison Grable off the window. How about that? Once again, you're seeing the amazing court vision from Wettstein and Allison Grable, the benefactor.
Well, she always draws attention. Harper Wettstein does. And every time she touches it, Quinter's going to bring two or three girls at her. Harper doing a nice job of keeping her eyes up,
and finding open players.
Ritter in the front court, now down by four. Here's a floater miss. Rebound underneath the basket. Put back. No. Rebound by Franken for the Trojans, who lead us four. Up the court quickly to Gracie Grable. She's caught in the corner. Double team comes. Good help by Allie Franken. Now Wettstein, a left wing three on the way. It's good! This pump from Coach Jasper and the Troy faithful to their feet. The Trojans' lead is now seven, their largest in the game.
In transition, that's where you're going to find those shots. Gracie Grable almost lost it out of bounds, did a great job controlling it, kicked it out, swung around top of the key trailer. Harper Wettstein knocks it down.
Down low, taken away by the Trojans. Allie Franken, amazing defense continues here. Up the floor, layup missed, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball.
You know, it's funny, we talk about just fatigue, and this is the third game in 4 days, and you look like there's nothing left in the tank, and then all of a sudden, Troy playing with a ton of energy right now.
Trojans with the basketball, lead of 7, 6:16 to go here in the third frame, and a turnover here on the Trojans, their fourth of the ball game. Here's Gillespie, quickly up the floor, left lane line, scoop shot is good. Points off turnovers in that first half, just 1 point for each team. That one, a big bucket there for Quinter to try and settle them down as the lead is cut to 5. 6 minutes to go here in the third frame. Troy with the basketball, leading by 5. Top of the key, Allie Franken. Left wing now to Harper Wettstein. Harper gets a screen from Franken. Nice give and go underneath the basket, and Franken has it ripped away, though, and a foul. No, a jump ball possession will go to Quinter. So good job there by Franken not to pick up her second foul. And it allows Troy with that alternate possession to set up in their full court pressure.
And I think Troy, they're picking and choosing when they want to pressure full court. They'll do it for a little bit, and then they'll back up and rest a little bit.
Not the traditional 1-2-2, just full court man here. Breaking the timeline at Smith, Serenity left wing, Bryn Gillespie into the short corner it goes. That's Mia Briggs, and a ball deflected. Turnover on Quinter, their eighth. In the front court now, it's Wettstein. Euro steps around a defender. Oh, they call a travel. That looks like a really good Euro step. Jab step there by Wettstein to go around the defender. But a turnover on Troy, number 5.
She picked up her dribble right before that. It was just a step through, which you see all the time. And it's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes you get away with it. Sometimes they call it a travel.
Briggs picked up by Gracie Grable in the front court for Quinter. She's caught, needs help. Timeout, Quinter. 5:04 to go in the third. It's 23-18, Troy. Back in 30 seconds here to Dodge City on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, 5:04 to go in the third quarter, 23-18, Troy with the lead. Quinter with the basketball out of the Quinter timeout, driving baseline, Briggs. Gillespie on the right elbow now, kicked out in the right corner. It goes to Blackwell. Here's a pass in the middle of the floor. Oh, wow, great entry pass it gets. She's fouled and will go to the line for an and-one opportunity, and that's going to be a foul on Allie Franken. It'll be her second. And Coach Jasper is saying now she was in the lane for way too long.
You know, Cameron Getz, she's set up on the far side of the block. Everything was happening here on this left wing. She was on the right block for quite a long time.
Rebound on the missed free throw, though, by Troy. Have led by as many as 7 in this game. Quinter has led by as many as 8. Troy with a 3-point lead right now in the basketball. Franken, left wing, Wettstein. Harper, top of the key, Gracie Grable. She'll fire a 3. They need it. Banked in! Gracie Grable with a big smile on her face. Straight away from downtown, the bank is open.
Hey, we talked about that in pregame, watching them in warmups. Gracie banked in a 3. I told you, watch out, the bank's open.
Download a catch. Pocket pick by Allison Grable. Turnover number 9 on Quinter. Great help defense. And Allison Grable, maybe one of the best games we've seen her play this year here today. Here's Wettstein into the front court. Left wing it goes. Gracie Grable just banked in a three. Right-handed dribble. Troy's lead is six. Gives it off to Harper on the right wing. Harper gets a screen from Gracie. Kicked out Weber. Now right wing. Grable trying to have another three this time. Off the side of the rim. No rebound. Westheim, her shot, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Rin Gillespie just picked up her third personal foul. And Harper Westheim, great offensive rebound. She'll get two free tosses here. First one is good. We mentioned Gillespie with three fouls. We still got a little just shy of 4 minutes left in this third quarter, but that'd be a game changer if Gillespie would pick up that fourth foul. 15 points in the game now for Harper. She's averaging 22 in the state tournament. Breaking pressure, nearly getting away with a walk here was Serenity Smith. Winner able to settle in now. Largest lead of the game for Troy is eight. Here's a three on the way straight away. No rebound yet. No, pokes free. Franken has it. Gracie Grable into the front court, looking to push. Left lane line, baseline drive, swatted away. Great defense there by Blackwell to send that back out of there. Here's Blackwell in transition now. And no whistle as both two bodies, hit the deck. You had both Franken, both Blackwell hit the deck. And usually you'll see a foul one way or the other, but no whistle. They play on. Turnover on Quinter.
Yeah, back in my coaching days, I went to a lot of officiating clinics, coaches' clinics, and that's one thing they talk a lot about. When there's that amount of contact, it's something, one way or the other. It's either a blocker charge, but there's got to be a call.
3:15 to go here in the third quarter. 28-20, Troy with the lead. Gracie Grable on the left wing, guarded by Gillespie, who's got those three fouls. Nice give and go underneath the basket. Franken banks it home and fouled. She'll go to the line for an and one. And look at the excitement from this Trojan team.
I'd love to see the smiles. They're playing with a lot of energy right now, but that was a really good pick and roll. Allie Franken set the pick, opened up to the ball, going down the lane. Great pass and great finish by Allie Franken, finishing through contact.
Getz picks up her third. Franken to the line for the and one. Free throw is short. Rebound to Quinter. 30-10 now. Troy with their largest lead of the game of 10. Blackwell, skip pass, right wing. That's Briggs. Trying to drive baseline, knocked out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Quinter. They're 11th of the game, and this Troy team is settling in here defensively, Buzz, and it's giving them opportunities on the other end.
Yeah, you can get energized. We've talked about it all broadcast, fatigue. The one thing that can give you a little shot in the arm is great defense. That can translate to a little energy on the offensive side of things.
Allison Grable on the left wing for the Trojans. Top of the key, it's Franken. Dribble weave action, handed off to Gracie Grable. Back cut by Westheim in the middle of the lane. Kicks it out. Allison Grable now out to Gracie. Into the corner, Westheim. Harper on the left corner goes in the lane. Off the window. Yes, and the foul. Harper Westheim drives baseline. She's got 17. And the Troy Trojan lead grows to 12. It's 32-20 with 2:27 to go in the third.
I really love what Troy is doing right now. They're executing really, really well. Sometimes when you're really tired, you don't execute as well. You get a little sloppy. They're executing better than they have probably the entire weekend right now.
18 points for Westheim. Trying to break pressure, and a foul will be called here on Nicole Judd. That's going to be her second. Coach Jasper saying, hey, let's go. Keep this defense intensity up. .220 to go in the third. 13-point lead for the Trojans. Johnson in the short corner here for Quinter. Top of the key. Able to sky and get it as Briggs. Now back to Blackwell. Drives in the lane. Floater. No. Rebound. Spot four. And Judd comes away with it for Troy. Westheim. 2:05 to go in the third. Up the court. Left lane line drive. Off the window. No. And an offensive foul will be called here on Harper. Taking the charge that time was Annabelle Valeles, 2 minutes even to go in this third frame. It's 33-20, Troy. Just a second foul on Westheim.
It's a good aggressive drive by Harper, though. I like her taking the ball strong to the basket. Fortunately, Quinter was right there waiting for her, though.
Blackwell in the backcourt, and a foul on Harper. That's going to be her third. There's one thing that Troy cannot do right now, and that's just rack up fouls, and Coach is going to back the press off here.
And the problem, you've got Westheim with three and Emerson Weber with three. We saw this against Centralia the other day. That first girl to foul out was at the six-minute mark of the fourth quarter, and you just can't play almost an entire quarter with five people.
Yales able to bank it home. Her first basket of the game. And a lot of that, again, this Troy run has been predicated on that defensive pressure. Troy with the basketball up by 11. Here's Franken, top of the key. 14 fouls on either team here, so the next one will be free throws. Give and go. Franken off the window. No. Rebound, ripped down, gets for Quinter.
That's really good basketball. The pick and roll is open again. But give credit to Cameron Getz from Quinter, playing help side defense. And as soon as you get the ball on the roll, oh, they called a foul. I thought there was a travel right there. But
and that's going to be number three on Nicole Judd.
Back to what I was saying, Allie Franken, as soon as she caught it, Getz was standing right there. She's just a brick wall.
Gillespie will go to the line to shoot a pair. Only got 2 points here in this second half. First free throw is good. So a little run here by Quinter. 3-0 run so far. Trying to make it a 4-0 run to break this down into single digits. The deficit, and she does. 9-point lead for Troy. 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. Into the front court, Wettstein. Right-handed dribble. Top of the key, Gracie Grable. Double screen comes. Now left wing. Wettstein head fakes on a three. Steps into another one. Shot missed, but she's going to the line for three. Foul on Braylon Blackwell. And it's not like it's just Troy with foul trouble. Because Blackwell with three. Gillespie with three. Smith with three. And Getz with three for Quinter. First of three made here for Harper. She's got 19 in the game with two more free throws coming. Second one, short. Smith back into the game. She replaces Briggs. And so on the floor for Quinter, Smith with three, Gillespie with three, Blackwell with three, and Getz with three. Final free throw is good for Harper. She goes 2 for 3 that time. She's got 20 in the game. It's 35-24 Troy. 50 seconds to go in this third frame. Into the front court, Serenity Smith, left wing, Blackwell. Skips it to the right, that's Gillespie. Back to Blackwell on the left, drives in the lane, and a foul will be called here, and I believe that's on Judd. That'll be number 4.
Yeah, Judd's closing out pretty hard, but she's getting too close to the offensive player, which allows the offensive player, Blackwell, just to attack her hip.
Blackwell is 2 for 3 tonight, misses this one. Weber comes in. Judd goes out with 4 fouls. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second one. In and out. No. Rebound Weber for the Trojans. 11-point Trojan lead. 30 seconds to go. Do they hold for one? Wettstein gets a screen from Franken. A little bump there from Gillespie. And the Trojan fans not happy. Here's a Wettstein left wing three. No. Rebound, fought for, Getz comes away with it for Quinter with 15 seconds to go. Had that foul maybe been called, that would have been Gillespie's 4th. Into the right corner it goes, Smith. High post, Layla down low to Getz. Turn around off the window, no. Rebound, Getz again, puts it back up, still no. Rebound, Allison Grable, no, they say. So Troy will start with the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. We've reached the end of 3. Troy, 35, a dominant third quarter. They lead 35-24 over Quinter. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy, call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
back here in Dodge City. Jacob Haas with you, Ray Penny back in studio. It's 35-24 Troy after they outscored the Bulldogs in that third quarter by a count of 17-8. Big third frame there by the Trojan girls, and their fans come to their feet, Boz. Again, it's the final quarter now for a lot of these kids in their careers. For Troy, we're talking Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Emerson Weber, McKenzie Christensen, and Macy Grable, the seniors for this Troy team.
Yeah, you want to go out on a winning note, and they've got it. You can start to feel it a little bit. You got one quarter of basketball to play, but a good 11-point lead.
Right wing, it's Weber. Weber, Franken, Gracie Grable, Allison Grable, and Harper Wettstein for the Trojans. You're setting your lineups tonight, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts. Just like you need an amazing lineup on the floor, you got to have a great lineup to help with your vehicle. That's with your Napa Auto Parts dealer, Sabetha, in Sabetha. Nice step through by Harper Wettstein. She's got 22 in the game. 37-24, Troy matching their largest lead of the game now at 13.
Well, I like what Troy's doing here defensively. They're still pretty active in this zone, getting a lot of deflections. Gracie Grayball almost had the steal there, but knocked it out of bounds.
Another thing to keep in mind is Quinter's got four players with three fouls. Smith, Gillespie, Blackwell, and Gett. Down low it goes. Velez, her bank shot is good. She's got four in the game.
Yeah, that's what you want. Don't want. That was too easy. Allison Grable. She got pinned on the inside on the low block and made it really easy for the Oz.
Wettstein out to Allison Grable. Switched her pivot foot. That's a turnover. Foul trouble for Troy right now is Wettstein with three, Weber with three, and Judd on the bench with four right now. So Viales with the last bucket for Quinter. Stays on the low block, guarded by Franken. Trying to get it into her was Blackwell, but couldn't. Now Smith, high post, gets down on the baseline. Oh, Viales didn't know that Blackwell was right behind her, and she knocked it out of bounds. Turnover on Quinter. I got them with 12 turnovers in the game. What, you got 11?
I had 11.
Okay, well, I'll go with you.
Okay.
All right, unofficial.
Unofficial stats.
6.5 to go in the game. 11 turnover on Quinter. 37-26 Troy. Allison Grable on the right corner. Now Weber on the right wing. Needs some help. In the middle of the lane, Gracie Grable. Nice find, Allison Grable. Shot is good, Allison Grable. Her final game in a Troy uniform. She's got eight and has played amazing in this contest.
Really like it, what Troy's doing. They're getting the ball in the paint. Helpside defense is coming to them, and they're keeping their eyes up, finding players open on the backside.
Gillespie steps into a three. Her first triple since the second quarter brings us back to a 10-point game. Timeout on the floor. 39-29 Troy, 6 minutes to go in this one. We're back in half a minute here on the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox. With many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle up savings with discounted prices. Plus, you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, Gun and Security Safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
39-29 Troy. Jake and Bob's back with you here courtside. Ray Penning back in studio. 6 minutes to go in this ballgame after a Quinter three and a Coach Havlis timeout. Troy with the basketball in the backcourt trying to get it in. They do to Gracie Grable. Moving left to right are the Trojans here in the second half in their road blue on blue uniforms. Wettstein into the front court. Troy with another basket will score the highest output in a state tournament game here in this run. Right corner it goes. Allie Franken. Allison Grable. Left elbow. Right lane line. Oh, layup is missed. Great aggressive fake there by Grable. Just couldn't get it to drop.
Yeah, that was a really good drive from Grable. It's with her, to her right. Strong hands. She just a little over-aggressive on it, couldn't get it to fall.
Smith, a corner three. No, rebound tapped around, and Franken comes away with it for Troy. Gets it to Wettstein. 5.5 to go in this one. Troy trying to get their, they're already in the deepest part of the tournament they've ever been in girls basketball. Here's Wettstein fouled. They're trying to get a plaque, boss. They're trying to get a trophy, whatever you want to call it, hardware in their trophy case. A win here would do it. First time in girls state history.
When I got to mention something, we didn't talk about halftime. We talked about rebounds by teams.
Yeah.
Allie Franken had 8 boards in the first half. I'll bet she's got 12 or 13 right now. Just a fantastic effort on the glass from Allie Franken.
She's had double digits in this entire tournament. Here's a foul by Blackwell and Gracie Grable. And Blackwell, they're getting after it.
I love it. I love it. They were both chasing after the loose ball in the backcourt. After the whistle was blown, it was a dead ball, but neither one wanted the other one to get it.
4 fouls now on Blackwell, and they get it into Gracie Grable. Gracie on the left wing, guarded by Blackwell again. Blackwell, with those 4 fouls, still playing aggressive defense on Gracie. Here's Franken in the lane. Off the window, step through is good. Allie Franken, that was a pretty move for the senior.
Heck of a good shot. She had to adjust in midair, took the ball to the left hand, soft kiss off the glass.
Gillespie in the lane, off the window, no. Rebound, tapped out of bounds, it'll go to Troy. 4:44 to go in this one. The Trojans' lead is 12.
Troy right now, they're making plays. They're being aggressive offensively when they have opportunities. They're not forcing the issue, kind of taking what the defense gives them, but really executing well.
Franken with that basket puts Troy at 41. That's the most they've scored in this state tournament so far. Franken, near side, Wettstein breaks pressure. Now Weber, on the front side. We'll back things out to Harper Wettstein with 4.5 to go between the rings. Wettstein goes right. Allie Franken, 2 dribbles with the left hand. Emerson Weber, top of the key. In the lane, nice find to Allison Grable, who's fouled, and Brent Gillespie just picked up her 4th personal foul.
Well, I just cannot say it enough. Right now, Troy, they're executing so well. They're setting screens on the weak side and getting a curl cutter to the basket.
Allison Grable at the free throw line, misses the first off the back heel. 8 points in the game. The most she has scored in this state tournament. Getz comes back in. He replaces Ballman. 2nd free throw from Allison is good. 9 in the game for Allison Grable. 4:18 to go. Troy's lead matching it now at 13. It's 42-29. Gillespie, Smith, ball on the deck. Loose picked up by Wettstein and fouled by Smith. That's number 4 on her. And that's going to be, I believe, team foul number 4 on her. 4 on her. I'm begging pardon. That was number 5. I missed one. So Serenity Smith is fouled out of this game. 4 team fouls, though, on Quinter. So in the game will be Kendall Johnson to replace her with 4 minutes to go in this one. Right wing, Allison Grable, now to Wettstein. Right elbow, dribbles between the legs, back out between the rings. Kicks it out. Allison Grable on the right wing. Top of the key, Gracie. Says no to the screen, drives left lane, line off the window. No, Allison Grable, the rebound, and traveled with it. Looked like she was going to go back up with it, but then got caught because Blackwell was there, took an extra step.
Yeah, it's a really good job. Just tried to take it up and realized, like you said, Getz was there. She wasn't going to get that shot off over the top of her, so she almost tried to run out of the lane, forgot to dribble it.
Here's Getz on the left block. Bank shot missed. Rebound Gracie Grable for the Trojans. 3:30 to go. Troy's lead is 42-29. 5 out. The call here for Wettstein. Left wing, Gracie Grable. Back to Harper between the rings. Gets a screen from Allison Grable, looking to shake and bake. Kicks it left wing. Gracie Grable, 3 on the way. Off the back rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Blackwell for Quinter. Up the court, Gillespie, left wing. Got away with an extra step. Layup is good. Timeout will be called here by Quinter. It's 42-31, 3:02 to go in this one. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
When you need a tow, Davies Record Service of Troy is ready and on call, serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Record Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
42-31 Troy, 3:02 to go in this ball game. It'll be Troy basketball out of the timeout from Quinter. Quinter has one timeout remaining. Troy has four of their five. Allie Franken will trigger it in. Joining her on the floor will be Wetstein, Gracie Grable, Allison Grable, and Emerson Weber. Franken gets it into Gracie. Now Wetstein able to cross the timeline here with under 3 minutes to go. Quinter backs off the pressure, just man-to-man here. Sean Steiner, great host here at Dodge City, bringing the trophy and medals to the scorer's table here. 2:45 to go. Troy. With the basketball, it's Wetstein. Nice find. Allison Grable on the right block, looking to kick it back out. She does to Wetstein. She'll dribble it back out of here with 2.5 to go. Now down low, Allison Grable. Wide open layup is good. Allison Grable in double figures. She's got 11.
Beautiful possession from Troy. They didn't panic. They didn't try to force anything. They kept moving the ball back outside. They got exactly the shot that they wanted.
Shot missed by Quinter. Rebound Weber. And Harper Wetstein has it in the backcourt. Double team comes on her, able to dribble around it. 2:10 to go here in this ball game. Timeout here by Coach Casper from Troy. It's 44-31, 2:09 to go in this ball game. It's a full timeout. We'll take 30. It's the Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Mendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Mendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the timeout by Troy. Troy will trigger it in the backcourt. Jacob Bonds with you. Ray Penning back at studio. Franken gets it into Wetstein. Harper dribbles it into the front court and smartly backs it back out. 2 minutes to go in this state third place game. 1A Division I girls. Trojans trying to bring also hardware for the first time in school history on the girls' side.
Out of that timeout, I'm pretty sure Coach Jasper probably told his girls, be strong with the ball and expect a double team. Quinter's chasing all over the court, so you can't be lazy with the ball if you're Troy.
Quinter with 14 fouls, so any fouls that they do commit will put Troy at the free throw line for two. 1:51 to go in this ballgame. We'll expect to have Coach Jasper and a couple players after this game. Should the Trojans get this victory and place third in the state? Wetstein, left wing, Gracie Grable. Now Allison Grable in the corner. Back out to Harper with 1:38 to go here in this ballgame. Double team comes at the timeline and a near foul there. Called, but they don't call it. Now Weber now over to Grable. Allison back to Harper, who's just burning more time off here with 1:25 to go in this ballgame. As Harper Wetstein dribbling this one out, Gracie Grable, Quinter doesn't look like they're going to foul here, Boz. They're just trying to trap and try and get a steal here. And a timeout taken by Coach Jasper with 1:14 to go. Troy is leading it 44-31. We'll keep this one right here, Ray. 44-31, Trojans with the lead. Boz, they were up 4-0, and then you saw Quinter get a lead by as many as 8. It was 15-7, midway point of the second quarter. Since that point, Troy has flipped a switch. You said maybe lethargic, maybe a little tired, but in that latter part of the second quarter, something changed. Troy goes on an 11-1 run to end the half, and they haven't looked back since.
Well, I really think what happened there was their defense. They picked up their defense a little bit. They got some steals, some deflections, got out in transition. Even though you're tired, when you're playing great defense and you have success,
like a shot in the arm offensively, and that's when they pulled away from Quinter.
So still 1:14 to go in this one, but a 13-point lead by Troy. Quinter does not look like they're going to foul. They're just going to try and trap and get steals here. And Gillespie, she will bump her here, and that'll be Gillespie's fifth. A really nice player, though, for Quinter that will come back. She's only a junior. 1:08 to go in this ball game. That's going to send Gracie Grable to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 44% on the season, has a three-pointer in this game, and that's it. Trying to get a couple extra points here in her final game in the Troy Blue. First one is good. Second one is rattled home as well. She's got five. Largest lead of the game of 15 for the Trojans. And Coach Derek Jasper and the Troy Trojans can start to feel it. The fans come to their feet. 1 minute to go. Three on the way in the corner by Quinter is good. That was by Johnson. Timeout for Quinter as Kendall Johnson hits a three-pointer to make it a 12-point game with 56 seconds to go. Final timeout here by Quinter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you need the perfect timeout snack, make sure you check out Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Back in 30 seconds to Dodge City here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the timeout, Troy gets it into Gracie Grable, instantly fouled by Quinter. So Gracie will go 80 feet down the court and get herself on the free throw line. Nearly loses the handle on it. She's got two tosses, though.
Get messed her up. She
it
messed
did.
That one. You don't see that a lot.
She's laughing about it right now.
I love to see the smiles. That's at this point in the game right now, when you're up 12, you can laugh at those things.
46-34, second free throw here by Gracie is good. 50 seconds to go in this ball game. Quinter with the basketball, looking to get up a quick shot here, down by 13. Blackwell, high post action. Yelez into the corner, three on the way by Bridge, no. Rebound, Blackwell, her putback, no. Gets it to get back again, puts it back up and through. With 30 seconds to go and an instant foul by Johnson, will put Wettstein to the free throw line to shoot two more. Wettstein has been to the line 10 times already in this game, going 8 for 10. Two more coming up here for Harper. Just 22 in the game. Troy up by 11, make it 12. Into the game for the first time in this state tournament. Senior. Or check that. Not a senior, I beg your pardon. Connor Lukey, a 5'2 freshman, comes in. Second free throw missed. 25 seconds to go. It's 48-36 Troy. Into the front court. It's Quinter. Skip pass near side of Johnson. Looking for a quick three. Harper takes it away. That's a turnover on Quinter. Ball free on the deck. Franken has it. Back to Wettstein with 10 seconds to go in this ball game. And a foul will be called here on Quinter, Shaylee Ballman. We'll put Wettstein back to the line to shoot two more. But you can put this one in history. The Troy Trojans, for the first time in girls' state history, girls' basketball history, will have some hardware to put in that trophy case as Wettstein makes the first. And Coach Jasper is going to clear the bench here. Into the game, Nicole Whistler, freshman. Also into the game, Avery Kostman, freshman. Judd stays on the floor.
Big hugs there for Coach Derek Jasper. Seniors, Gracie Grable. Second one is good by Wettstein. She'll be replaced by Ava Marriott. Big hug there for Harper. She's coming back. But the Troy Trojan girls can feel it. 8 seconds to go. All that matters now is just what the final score will be. It's 50-36 right now. 2 seconds, one, and that's your final score. Troy 50, Quinter 36. The Trojans, for the first time in school history for girls basketball, have some hardware to put in their trophy case. A third place finish in this state tournament. 50-36, the Trojans victorious here in Dodge City. We've got our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show coming up next. Big-time win here for the Trojans. It's the road to glory and a glorious time for the Trojan Blue here in Dodge City. We're back in 3 minutes here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options, subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit piercecool.com or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONunderground.com.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Nick from Citizen State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor service for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Great game here by the Troy Trojans as they're getting all their medals right now as Coach Derek Jasper sitting court or at center court right now, presenting all their medals, and they're about to get their trophy, the hardware that will go in the trophy case that will never be blemished, never be touched. And for the first time in girls basketball history, the Troy Trojans have some hardware to put in that trophy case. 50-36, a third place finish for this Trojan team as Troy, again, coming into this game, 22-2 record, 23-2 overall this season. Big time win here today for this Trojan team as they defeat Quinter in this third place game. As again, a big time win as the kids will be coming over to the student section and telling them thanks. We'll be getting Coach Derek Jasper on with us here in just a little bit. 50-36 is your final score. We'll get some we'll get final statistics here presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group and member firms Holt and Tax Service and the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Holt Tax Service, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, and NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. I apologize for kind of the breaks we've got right now. We got Coach Jasper coming across the court right now we were trying to get him going here. As Jasper comes up, throw a headset on him here. How about it, dude? How about it?
That's awesome.
Big time win, brother, for your program. Big time win for these kids. I mean, you know, you see you guys jump out early 4-0. You see them kind of punch back. They're up by a count of 15-7. You close the first half out on an 11-1 run to take the lead, and you guys never look back.
Yeah, we had about a 4-minute span there in the first half where it looked like we were already loading the bus to head back home. I don't know what we were doing, but they jumped out, and man, I thought, oh boy, here we go. But man, and then we started out the second half with some aggressiveness, got a nice double digit lead. That's not a bad basketball team, Gwinner. No. I watched them play Little River last night. I think it was like 67-52 or something. They put up some points.
Yes.
So, I mean, they got a few points late. So to hold them to 36, again, defense carries us. But we also had some other people make some baskets. We missed so many easy ones in the first half. Layups. I think we were 4-for-19 on twos in the first half and 1-for-8 on threes. Finally, we started hitting those layups, those easy ones on some pick and rolls. We made a few jump shots, and then we made free throws pretty well all night. So defense carried us again, but a real team effort, I thought tonight, a real team effort.
Rebounding was something that we talked about not only yesterday but also for today's contest, and that was something that you were kind of wanting to make sure you guys were competitive on that. You guys won the rebounding margin here once again here tonight. Big-time job on the glass. None other than Allie Franken, just absolutely dominant on the glass. She's only 5'7", having to bang down low with 5'9", 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, Allie Franken, 8 points, 11 rebounds. And mixed in our junior, Allison Grable, 11 points,
yes,
7 rebounds. And she was frustrated with one of her easy misses, I think, in the first half, but didn't put her head down and came back. So Allison and Allie, we call them our bigs, but they're not, right? They're 5'5 and 5'6. So great job by them on the glass against a taller team. And I thought we did a better job on number 10, Gillespie, in the second half, but maybe not.
Well, the first half she had 9, second half she had 9.
Another 9, okay. Yeah, we left her on another 3 there late, but thought we did a good job on their freshman guard, number 11.
Yes.
She's a good player, too,
and
battled inside. So wasn't a kind of a typical game where we forced maybe a lot of turnovers with our press.
Right.
We were satisfied just to go back and make them earn their points against our half-court defense.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, talk a little bit about, as I'm watching this team, it looked like they were gassed. You guys don't go very deep, only 6 on the court, you sub in from 1 off the bench. You played 3 games, 4 days. It looked like there was a point where they just didn't have anything left. You called timeout, and everybody just walked, which you don't ever see that.
Yeah.
How proud are you and just the grind, the heart that those girls have just to battle through that?
It was. We're not real good hustlers. We don't, like, sprint out onto the court for warm-ups. I think we're afraid we'll get worn out.
Yeah.
And then we don't sprint in for timeouts. I'm old, I'm soft, I let him get away with that anymore, but you're right, Nicole Judd got foul trouble. Emerson Weber had foul trouble in the first half. That's a worrisome for us because we only go 6 deep, and some people got to play the whole game. So to come back today, now we played a little bit earlier than them yesterday, and maybe that 4 hours or so helped a little bit because I thought they looked kind of flat too.
Yeah.
And this is a hard game to play. I don't know because I've never been in it. But it is a tough game to play. You come back, you know the tie, you know you're not going to be state champions. But man, third place is a lot better than fourth, and we get a plaque and some hardware
Absolutely.
To take home. And our seniors get to end on a win. That's special. That's a special group.
Tell me a little bit about, before we let you go, I want you to go celebrate with the team and the community, but your guys' ability to put that trophy in the trophy case for the first time in program history. You got your first win at state. Now you got your second win at state and a trophy. What's this mean?
Yeah, 23 wins, 23-2.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that? 23-2. So certainly the best team we've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put that thing in the trophy case, and hopefully I won't be around, but some of these other younger girls will come through, and some of them were here today.
Yeah.
That's how you kind of start the program. You know, D West has done that. Centralia always does that. But, you know, your younger kids come to state tournaments and watch those girls, and then it makes them want to work a little bit harder to get here also. So it's a good culture thing, and our seniors kind of set the tone on that. So a great win for us today. It's going to be a lot better bus ride home than it would have been with that fourth place.
Well,
so,
brother, we're going to let you get. Okay, go celebrate. Appreciate you.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for being here. Hey, good luck to D West tonight. I watched that game last night. What a game.
Double overtime.
What a game.
Huh?
And Justin Fluke on the call. Go get him tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Head Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. Third place finishers here in this 1A Division I girls state tournament. And we got to wrap this up here. We got another game coming up. We would love to have the girls. They're taking pictures right now. We want them to celebrate this. And man, we'll get pictures from. We got to wrap things up here. We've got our post game going on here. Be Outdoors Real Estate post game show. Final statistics tonight, Boz, presented by again the Optimized Tax Management Group member firms Holton Tax Service, Mike Tankin, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, as well as NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yank, Courtney Brockhoff, and Whiting.
Boy, just real quick here, we talked about this. This game needed to be a team effort.
Yeah.
Upper Wettstein's going to score. Everybody knows that. Who else is going to step up and carry that load a little bit? And today it was Allison Grable, finished with 11 points, 7 boards. Allie Franken had 8 points, 11 boards. Gracie Grable, she had 6 tonight as well with 4 assists. Upper Wettstein finishes tonight with 25 points. But you got to have production from everybody on the court. And Troy, they had that tonight. You mentioned the rebound battle. Troy had to do a nice job against Quinter's size. Troy out-rebounded Quinter 37-29. Troy did a fantastic job executing their offense, taking care of the basketball. They only had 12 turnovers on the night. Didn't shoot the ball well in the first half, 18%. Finished the ball game at 32%.
Yeah.
Much more 56% efficient.
56% in the second half.
56% second half. So really nice job from Troy. Able to just do the things they needed to down the stretch to get that win.
Hey, we got a couple girls that if you're going to put glitter in our hair, you got to talk on the radio here really quickly here.
Okay.
We've got Gracie and Allison Grable here. Girls, really quickly here. What was that like getting that final win of your senior year here?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, everyone always wants to go out on a win, and only third and first place get it, so I'm glad we were able to finish on a high.
Gracie, you're a senior. Allison is a junior, but tell me a little bit here. Yeah, Allison, put the headset on. You, before the game, and I want folks at home to understand what's going on here, you guys have a bunch of sparkly stuff in your hair.
Of course.
And all I said was that you guys have glitter in your hair, and you're like, yeah. And I you said, do I want some? And what did I tell you?
If we win, you get it.
If you guys win this game, you can put glitter in Boz and I's hair. You'll do that as soon as we wrap up postgame, so give us just a couple minutes. Congratulations on a great win. Allison, you played so great today. You got double figures. You had 7 rebounds. What was it like getting out there and being able to play one more time with this senior group?
I've played with them for a while now, and I knew if we needed a win, I needed to play as hard as I could. So I just tried my best, and my teammates made great passes to me, which made me score, and I'm so proud of every single one of them.
And Gracie, I mean, you banked in a 3. Boss said he saw you in pregame do that, and he said the bank's open, and boom, you hit it.
It's always open.
I love the smile as soon as you hit that, too. Were you shocked that it was a banked in 3?
A little.
All right, girls. Well, hey, we're going to wrap this up. Why don't you do me a favor? Allison, we've got one thing to do, and that's the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player to bank on. I'm going to have you give your headset back to Boz really quickly here, okay, because Boz has got to pick our player to bank on here tonight, and then we're going to wrap things up. So go ahead, Boz, who you got for that?
She might want to stick around and listen to this, but my player of the game today is going to be Allison Grable. 11 points, 7 boards, made some big shots in the second half.
to get that separation to get the win.
Allison Grable, you're our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player to bank on. Big time effort tonight. The Troy Trojans, they win it 50-36. A third place finish. First time ever. There's hardware in the trophy case for girls basketball at Troy. We got to send it back to the studios. More basketball coming up. Oz and I will have Centralia at 4 o'clock for a state title out here in Dodge. But you've been listening to The Road to a Championship here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile.